AM 740, and streaming live everywhere. We take you live to First United Church of Christ in Sauk City for the Sunday morning worship service.
Good morning, church. Welcome on this lovely Pentecost morning. It is good to be back together. I think you've been here. I was away for a few weeks. So it's nice to be back. Our greeter this morning was Shirley Lenveld, and I think Shirley and Deb are also doing our coffee hour. David McFarlane is our liturgist. Thank you, David. A radio sponsor this morning, Greg and Lori Curl, in honor of Pride Month. They are doing the whole month of June. So if you'd like to sponsor a radio broadcast, that's $90 a week, and it's an important ministry for us. Also, next Sunday, we will have our first annual Pride in the Park potluck. 11 a.m. It'll be across the street, unless there's rain, in which case it will be in the basement. Concordia United Methodist Church is going to be joining us because they are the other open and affirming church in town, the Methodist version of open and affirming, which is called Reconciling in Christ. So we are going to get together. We are going to eat. We are going to be proud of our churches, and Perfect Harmony, which is a men's singing group based in Madison, will be joining us. They'll do special music over in the park. Have I missed anything? All right, good. So please come and bring lots of friends and also some food. Next week, 11 o'clock. I know it's Father's Day, so come and spend some time with us in the park, and then go out to dinner after. And oh, also one more thing. I almost forgot. We are starting our small groups this week. I don't see it on here. Our small group discussions. We'll have some at once a week or once a month during the summer, so please join a group. Be part of that. We start on Tuesday. And now, welcome. Welcome if you were just here the other day or if it's been a while. Welcome to the youngins and the all the way grown-up people. Welcome, whatever your background, in our great diversity of Swiss or German. That's for you, Herm. Welcome if you are a dog person or a cat person or not an animal person at all, although I don't know why that would be. Welcome whomever you love. Welcome whatever your abilities. Welcome however you identify. It is good to be together. Welcome, church. Now let's take a few moments of silence to enter into this holy time and this holy space.
Please stand and join me in the call to worship. Holy Spirit, wisdom, you are the restless breath of love that sweeps through the world. You move where you will, breaking down barriers, stirring hearts to change, making all things possible. Inspire each of us to hunger for thirst for justice. Come, Spirit of God, sweep through our world, bringing great change. May the bounty of your goodness be shared more justly, so all may share in the rich blessings of your creation. And for us, bring transformation in our praying and living, so that we may act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you all our days. Amen. Our first hymn is hymn 56, Breath of the Living God.
Thank you.
Please join me in our prayer of unburdening. O God, you who are always doing a new thing, we confess that we sometimes close windows against the fresh air of new ideas, against the noise of other people's worries, against the winds of change. God of every place and time, we confess that we often draw the curtains against people who are different, against world news or community concerns. Forgive us our insulation in our locked homes, our shuttered churches, the security systems on our hearts. Open up our lives and let your spirit blow through. Amen. And hear this assurance of God's grace. Holy One, for all the ways you speak to us in rushing wind, in dancing flame, in words we understand, and in all that transcends language, we give thanks. Give us courage to speak your love everywhere we go, to everyone we meet, because we know that your love is eternal, is everlasting, is unfailing. Amen. For which we all say,
thanks be to God.
Sit. We don't have any kids with us today. Maybe they didn't know we would be here. There's still church in the summer, everybody. And God is still speaking in the summer, too. So let's pray for all the kids in our families, in our church, in our hearts. Holy God, bless all the children of this community, all the children that we love. May they grow in wisdom and in grace. May they grow in love of you, love of their neighbors, love of themselves. May they carry the Pentecost Spirit with them, on fire for love. Amen.
The Now Testament is by Barbara Brown Taylor from Home by Another Way. Before the day was over, the church had grown from over 120 to more than 3,000. Shy people had become bold, scared people had become gutsy, and lost people had found a sure sense of direction. Disciples who had not believed themselves capable of tying their own sandals without Jesus discovered abilities within themselves they never knew they had. When they opened their mouths to speak, they sounded like Jesus. When they laid their hands upon the sick, it was as if Jesus himself had touched them. In short order, they were doing things they had never seen anyone but him do, and there was no explanation for it, except that they had dared to inhale on the day of Pentecost. They had sucked in God's own breath, and they had been transformed by it. The Holy Spirit had entered into them the same way it had entered into Mary, the mother of Jesus, and for the same reason. It was time for God to be born again, not in one body this time, but in a body of believers who would receive the breath of life from their Lord and pass it on, using their own bodies to distribute the gift. The question for me is whether we still believe in a God who acts like that. Do we still believe in a God who blows through closed doors and sets our heads on fire? Do we still believe in a God with the power to transform us, both as individuals and as a people? The Old Testament, First Testament, is from Genesis 11, verses 1 through 9. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as they migrated from the east, they came upon a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and fire them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves. Otherwise we shall be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which mortals had built. And the Lord said, "Look, they are one people, and they have all one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. Nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language there, so that they will not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all the earth. So ends the reading.
Thank you, David. Our scripture gospel reading today will be a little bit different. This is the story from Acts, and you will all participate with me, I hope. So you have in your orders of worship a little bit of a key. So if the word begins with F, we say, "Yeah, hooray," in whatever way. If the word is disciples or apostles, we say, "Let's go." We say every, each, all. We say all together. We say God or the Lord. All shout hallelujah. Children, that's me. Because no matter how old we get, we are still children of God. The words surprised, amazed, bewildered. You say, "Whoa." Spirit, we just give a whoosh. And therefore, make it so. When Pentecost Day arrived, the disciples were all together. In one place, suddenly a sound from heaven like a fierce howling wind filled the entire house. They saw what seemed to be flames of fire lighting on each. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. There were pious Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard this sound, a crowd gathered. They were mystified because everyone heard them speaking in their own native languages. They were surprised and amazed, saying, "Look, aren't all the people speaking Galilean? We hear them declaring the mighty work of God in our own languages." They were all surprised and bewildered. Some even asked each other, "What does this mean?" Other folks jeered at them, saying, "They are full of new wine." Peter stood with the other 11 apostles. He raised his voice and declared, "Everyone, everyone, listen carefully to my words. These people aren't drunk, as you suspect. After all, it's only 9 a.m. Rather, this is what was spoken of the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your children will prophesy. Your young will see visions. Your elders will dream dreams. For upon my servants I will pour out my spirit, and they will prophesy. Therefore, Peter said, for this reason and many more, change your hearts and lives. Everyone of you must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you, your children, and for everyone, near and far. The believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the community, to share food, and to their prayers. A sense of awe came over everyone. God performed many wonders and signs through the apostles. All believers were united and shared everything over everyone. God performed many wonders and signs through the apostles. All believers were united and shared everything. Every day they met together in the temple and ate in their homes. They shared food and gladness and simplicity. They praised God and demonstrated God's goodness to everyone. The Lord added daily to the community. Therefore, listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. You did great. So happy Pentecost, my friends. This is one of the great holy days in the church. Our Genesis reading this morning comes from Jewish prehistory. It explains why there are different languages in the world. Now, it's not meant to be taken literally. We don't have any evidence that ancient Jews took these origin stories literally. But the stories tell us something important about how they viewed the world and their place in it, and how we view the world since we inherited that. Now, they looked around and saw different people, different cultures, different languages, and they wondered why. This explains that. Now, the Tower of Babel story is so well known, I will admit that even looking at it for today, it surprised me. Still, I grew up always thinking that some people decided to build a great big tower to reach all the way to heaven. They're going to challenge God, perhaps, and this is an affront, right? So God cursed the people with various languages, and since no one could communicate, they couldn't build, and they all wandered off. The tower was abandoned, and we all speak different languages. That is not totally what Scripture says, though. It says this people all spoke one language, and they feared being scattered. So they decided to build a great city. And in this city, they decided to have a great tower. Now, God wasn't totally impressed with this plan. But it wasn't that they were so arrogant that they're challenging God. It doesn't say that. God had different dreams. This is one of those stories. It's easy not to think about, but when we start, it's amazing and challenging. So God wanted the people to scatter. God values diversity and creativity, and those wouldn't happen if everyone stayed together in the same great city, still speaking the same language and eating the same food and singing the same songs. Genesis tells us that God said, "Be fruitful and fill the earth." Instead of a punishment, this seems instead to point to God's love of diversity, as if the plan all along was to have many different people speaking different languages and different cultures. It's not a punishment, it's not a curse, it's God's plan for humanity. And then we have the book of Acts, the story of Pentecost, often known as the birthday of the church. This is the end of Easter season. Penta, 50 days. Lent was 40 days. Pentecost, Easter season, last 50. Jesus had just left. Ascension was a few days ago. And he said he was going to send the Spirit to be with the church, another advocate, another comforter. So everyone is all huddled together in one place, kind of like after his death, thinking, what do we do? What next? They're traumatized and afraid. And suddenly from heaven comes this sound like a rush of wind, tongues like a fire. I will take any opportunity to wear it. Tongues like a fire appeared among them. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak, and they understood each other. Some people sneered and said they're just drunk, because there are always people who will say unkind things and make assumptions. And Peter stands up and prophesies, saying, theirs is the God of history, the God of the prophets, the God of the Jews. And that God wanted all of God's people. No one would be excluded. Babel had been God's purpose in breaking into human history for all humanity, and this is too. God wants diversity, and God also wants unity. God's self is that, right? Both of those, diversity and unity. That's what the Trinity is. Three in one. God in relationship. God is community. Three persons so bound by love that they are one. The Holy Spirit, whom we celebrate today with Pentecost and all of our red and yellow and orange, because her color is the color of fire. She's the third person of the Trinity. Fully God, co-eternal, she has been the work and movement of God in the world. And she comes, the wind, the breath of God, the dove beating its wings. She is embrace, regeneration, outpouring. Sometimes she is a kick in the pants. The Spirit is prophetic. She's with us, creating peace and justice and liberation. She acts, helping us make decisions as a church, helping us to create God's beloved community. She is wisdom. She is life, she is movement. She is a long list of adjectives and images, all of them wild and whirling and fierce. Her fruits include love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and discernment. She came to Jesus when he was baptized, and she drove him into the desert and cared for him there. And then she came to the church 2,000 years ago to guide us and to pester us sometimes. The threat isn't diversity. Diversity is to be celebrated. We see that in earlier stories all throughout the Hebrew Bible. The danger is in seeing others in diversity, in lust for power, in judging, in thinking because you are different, you are lesser. The threat is in greed, in fear of those who are not the same. So Peter is prophetic here. We tend to think of prophecy as visions of the future, scary stuff. But it's about knowledge. And it can mean special understanding of God, can mean being able to interpret the events of the present, to look around and see what is happening now and step outside it and see the way God would see it. To measure society not by our own standards, but by greater standards. So 7 weeks after Jesus' death, he's just left. The Spirit comes to allow us to be the church. And to be the church, we have to communicate like a church, like Christ's people who are filled with love. It's the birthday of the church because it's the day we became a people who communicate in a whole new way, who tell different stories and speak different languages. Language matters. The Gospel of John tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And we are part of that Word. And the Spirit came at Pentecost to give us words to speak with each other. In his letter to Ephesians, Paul said, speech ought to have the flavor of God's holiness. Not complaining, not gossiping, not parking lot conversations, but being kind and loving, giving the benefit of the doubt. You know that I used to work as a mental health counselor. There is a lot of power in the way that people speak with and to each other. Spend a lot of time and look at the language, look at the words you're using, not blaming, not saying, you did this, not you should, you have to, you need to. You should is just a judgment. Not using the word but. As Christians, we are supposed to love each other, but whatever comes after the but cancels out what came before it. I love you, but it's been really great having you work here with us, but you've done such a good job, but I need to get people to get that out of the way they speak. Language matters. And an essential part of communication is listening, right? It's part that we often don't do very well or enough, and it matters. Too often we listen to respond, to make a point. If someone else is thinking, we're thinking, speaking, we're thinking, and this is how it happened to me. Here's my story. Pentecost restored Babel, not to take away diversity, but to create a people who can celebrate it, who can learn to be patient and at peace in a world full of impatience and violence. Pentecost created a new language of love, more than just words, where each can speak their own language and we can still understand each other, where we can still be friends, recognize each other's goodness. We call this church. The primary responsibility of church is to embody this reality, God's new creation, and to invite those who are living in other stories where diversity is a threat, where we speak over each other instead of to each other. As church, we invite them to this new way of living. Pentecost is the day the church came out. Everyone had been huddled in a room, and suddenly they heard this rushing wind coming from heaven. Something like tongues of fire appeared to each of them, and they were all filled with the Spirit of God and began to speak to each other. And they told their stories and said, "This is who we are. We are people of love. We are people of understanding. It's the birthday of the church." The Bible tells us, story tells us something fundamental about what it means to be human. To keep things the same, to be safe, to be protected. The Pentecost story tells us something else. That God's plan is for us to be together, to communicate in love, to understand each other, to celebrate difference, to go out and do the work of the church, knowing the Spirit is in the world and she is with us. Amen, my friends. Happy birthday to our church. And our hymn is number 286, Spirit of Gentleness.
Thank you.
Thank you. And now it is time to share prayers, our joys, our concerns with God who knows and who loves us in all things. Are there any prayers to share today?
Thinking about Kathy Thursday when she's in the hospital having her hip replaced.
I'd like to pray for my sister-in-law who is in the hospital, that she comes through this well. And good news, I found a place to live. You can all stop looking now. But I just pray that it all works out. I don't have a lease yet. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers.
I want to thank Marcy and her husband for planting that grass up by the new sign. They did a nice job, and it's coming in already. The other thing is, I want to thank Mark Purick for getting the Amish to install those new doors out front. They turned out really nice. Poor guy, he had to run the Amish back and forth because they don't have a vehicle. Thank you, Mark.
Welcome back, Pastor Jennifer.
I just wanted to share a joy. I was at lacrosse for the state track meet over the weekend, and there's over 3,000 students that come from all over the state, and the excitement that they show and the sportsmanship and the cheers, the tears of joy and the tears of sorrow when things don't go exactly right, but it's a wonderful experience. And if you have any questions or doubts about our youth, you need to attend some high school, middle school activities where they really shine.
And to just add to that, celebrating our youth this coming weekend, Thursday through Sunday, the high school is producing the musical Newsies. So I really encourage you, if you haven't been to a high school musical, they're pretty incredible. So again, let's celebrate our youth and support them.
And thanks to Marcy for furnishing so many flowers for our church.
If there are no more prayers to share aloud, let's take a few moments of silence for the prayers in our hearts. Holy God, we ask your presence and healing and comfort be with Kathy on Thursday during her surgery. Bless all those who care for her. We ask you to be with Shirley's sister-in-law in the hospital. We continue to pray for Liz's family, for Carol, for all those in this congregation who are unwell or who are traveling. And we give thanks. We give thanks that Shirley is finding a spot to land. We give thanks for Marcy and Steve and for the grass and the flowers, for our beautiful church, for the doors. Thank you, Mark. I didn't even notice new doors. We give thanks for youth, for the blessings that they can bring to this world. Sports and music and beauty and hope. For all these and the prayers we hold in our hearts, Holy God, we ask you to hear us today. And join me in praying in the spirit of Jesus. This is the end of Easter season, so we will go back to the regular Lord's Prayer. Like I said, we'd be doing these alternate versions for a season. This one is by Sherry Weinberg. God, heart of the world, revealed through every aspect of creation, understood through our awareness, may we honor the holiness of creation and act accordingly so that your love is reflected in the way we live. May we always be thankful for the food we eat and the friends we have. May we forgive those who trespass against us and be forgiven for our own. In the freedom of love, may we live as your heartbeat and not be compromised by hesitation. Through our freedom, may your justice be seen and experienced forever and ever. Amen. And God invites us to give from our many blessings to build this community. Diversity. Pray. God of wind and flame, set us on fire this morning as we celebrate the explosion of your Holy Spirit coming into the world on the day of Pentecost. Remind us that the gift you gave that day was not just the gift to speak in different tongues, but also the gift of hearing and comprehension. May your Holy Spirit keep us attuned to voices of all around us, to those who need us to be bearers of your love and compassion. And may these gifts we give help us through your church to meet those needs. Miss it? Jesus sat at so many tables in his life. He sat with friends. He sat with women. He sat with sinners and tax collectors and Pharisees. He sat with religious leaders and the unworthy. He sat with all kinds of people, and he broke bread with them. Because that was the most significant act of friendship and community that there was. Breaking bread at table. On his last night, he sat with friends. He took a loaf of bread and he blessed it and he broke it and he said, "This is my body. It is broken for you. Eat and remember me." He took a cup of wine. He blessed it and he said, "This is my blood. It is spilled for love of you. Drink and remember me." At all those future tables, remember this love. Remember these lessons, the washing of the feet, the command to love others as he loved us. And he said he would send another comforter, another paraclete, another to be with us for eternity and help us to be the church. Holy Spirit, bless this bread, this wine, that they may be for us the meal that we need to do Jesus' work in this world, the work of healing, of communication, of love. In your name we pray. Amen. Jesus, our friend, our brother, our teacher, our savior. For 2,000 years, people have gathered around the table to remember you, to remember your love. May this bread of love, this cup of life, may they infuse us with all that we need to continue inviting others, to continue growing a church of kindness, a church of acceptance and diversity, a church where all are beloved, whatever language they speak, whomever they love, wherever they come from, whatever their backgrounds. In your name we pray. Amen. And our closing hymn is number 283, Spirit of the Living God. Please stand.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service from the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some scattered clouds around today and areas of smoke as well. Some showers and thunderstorms with highs in the middle 70s. Our winds turning to the west and northwest. Tonight, showers and storms ending, lows near 50. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 70.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere. We take you to St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo for the Sunday morning worship service. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.